You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
The new 103.7. We're Charlie and Debbie, and it's become a holiday tradition for us around here. The Lebo Santa Claus Hotline, up and running now through Christmas Eve. Mom and Dad, help the little ones out. 704-227-8761.
My name is Kaylee, and I live in Jefferson, South Carolina. And I am 10 years old, and I want all the Descendants characters, and I want a big Bobby house. And I want some crafty stuff, and I want a gallon of glue.
Whoa.
A gallon of glue?
Let's discuss how...
Awesome.
That's a lot of glue.
That's a lot of glue.
That's a lot of paste, kids. That's all I got to say.
Use it in good health.
And sticks, and some pom-poms, and maybe a new elf.
Whoa. Did she just say what I think she said?
A new elf?
No, come on. Really?
And maybe a new elf. And some Project Betsy square stuff. And nail polish stuff. And some...
Well, the last elf got glued to the shelf. So that's why we've asked for a new one.
Decorations for my room.
Decorations for the room.
And I want some Barbies, lots of Barbies.
Back to the Barbies.
And a new elf.
Okay, that's twice now. What? Where do these kids grow up that they had their own elf? I could have used my own elf. Those are my favorite entrants to the hotline. That all of a sudden just chaos ensues when they're done in the back.
Come on.
What you doing talking to Santa Claus? You ain't getting nothing, girl. Get off the dang phone.
You're not getting two elves.
Calendar 704-227-8761. Lebo Santa Claus Hotline, up and running now through Christmas Eve.
Brought to you by Lebo's, with 9 locations to choose from, or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie...
My best friend is Ben Affleck.
...are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Nearly 60% of people say this is the first thing they notice about other people. What is it?
60% of people say this is the first thing they notice about other people?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Once again, the hunt is on, looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hi, I have to say their teeth.
Teeth? No, that is not it, believe it or not.
I was calling to do the smartest person in the QC.
Nearly 60% of people say this is the first thing they notice about other people. What is it?
Their teeth.
No, that is not it.
Hey, I was calling for the smartest person in the QC.
Nearly 60% of people say this is the first thing they notice about other people. What is it?
Is it their butt?
Their butt. Do a lot of people meet other people from behind for the first time?
You never know who's looking at you.
That is true.
Just seemed odd to me.
Yeah.
How many people do you actually meet from behind for the first time?
Well, they're behind you, and by looking at your behind, I guess they decide whether they want to meet your front. I don't know. And then they tap you on the shoulder if you pass the test. They introduce themselves.
Interesting logic. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. How about this? It's not a physical trait at all.
First thing I notice is if you're a smoker.
If you're a smoker. And you can't hide that.
Nope, you can't.
Thanks.
Hey, I'll give it a shot.
All right. Was it 60% of people?
Yeah, nearly 60% of people say it's the first thing they notice about other people.
I'm going to say their hygiene if I'm going to be involved with them.
No, again, it's not a physical trait at all. Nothing about their person, their stink, their hair, smile, nothing like that.
Hi, do you have an answer for Smart Person in QC?
All right. Nearly 60% of people say this is the first thing they notice about other people. What is it?
The first thing I notice about someone is their shoes.
I've heard that.
What is an answer that no man will ever give, ever?
Okay.
Seriously.
I know. Y'all never look at
shoes. No, we could care less. Y'all spend so much time worrying about your feet. It's unbelievable. And we don't care.
Well, maybe we don't care if you care. Because we care.
This is something that someone has on their person. Smartest person in the QC.
Oh, hi. I have an answer.
Nearly 60% of people say this is the first thing they notice about other people. What is it?
Either if they're married or if they're wearing a wedding ring.
Good answer, but that's not it. Very popular answer. Smartest person in the QC.
Is the answer a cell phone?
That is it.
Notice their choice of smartphone.
I haven't figured that out. I never even looked. Yeah. That's just me. Well, who is this?
I don't either. This is Steven.
Step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear.
This is Steven, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
More music.
More music.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
New 103.7, where Charlie and Debbie, appropriately enough, we just heard from Little Big Town, because when Taylor Swift wrote Better Man this last year, she gave it to Little Big Town. And then she won CMA Song of the Year, which is a songwriter's award. And I kind of had a sneaking suspicion, is she dipping her toe back in the water? Perhaps Taylor Swift interested in doing some more country music? And then this hit my desk this morning, and they said, hey, test this out. We're thinking about working this to country radio. This is brand new from Taylor Swift's new CD called Reputation. Give it a listen. It's called New Year's Day.
There's glitter on the floor after the party.
New 103.7, we're Charlie and Debbie. Nashville's listening. What are you saying about Taylor Swift in New Year's Day?
Well, I hope y'all not going to play that anymore.
Good day, mate.
Your thoughts on New Year's Day from Taylor Swift?
Not an ounce of country in it.
Hey, Charlie and Debbie, Taylor's new song?
Yes.
I didn't hear any reference to beer, a broken heart, or a tractor. So she got to throw that stuff in there.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Nashville's listening. What are you saying about New Year's Day from Taylor Swift? New 103.7, we're Charlie and Debbie. Nashville's listening. What are you saying about New Year's Day from Taylor Swift?
I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day.
That was painful. Please don't play that again.
Yeah, I'm calling in about Taylor Swift's new song.
New Year's Day, what do you think?
I think we should leave that to the pop station.
Hey, I did not like that new song.
Last chance, what do you think? Taylor Swift's New Year's Day, 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. New 103.7, Charlie and Debbie, final thoughts. New Year's Day, Nashville's listening. What are you saying?
I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day.
Yeah, I'm calling about the new Taylor Swift song.
New Year's Day, what do you think?
No.
You know, I would be 100% okay if I never heard that song again.
Yes, on that song for Taylor Swift.
Yes, ma'am. New Year's Day.
Yes, trash it.
Hey, I love Taylor, and I hope she comes back home, but not with that one.
Please don't play that song no more. It made my ears bleed.
You get the vibe if any of these people were in a red chair on The Voice.
They wouldn't be turning around.
They'd still be facing the crowds.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by McDonald's. Time for a drink run right now at McDonald's. You can get any size soft drink, sweet tea, or McCafe coffee for just a dollar. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
We have said many times that per capita population, the craziest places on planet Earth are the state of Florida and the United Kingdom. Case in point, Coatbridge, England police recently arrested a thief who was covered in Doritos. When was the last time you saw that on WBTV?
Well, you know, pick a day, any day, I could possibly be covered in Doritos.
Covered? I mean, my image of covered is not just you got a few crumbs around your mouth. They're covered. The 46-year-old broke into a home noshing on a pie and Doritos tangy cheese chips, and he slipped into a food coma.
It happens.
Like it's some sort of condition that insurance covers. The homeowner called police before they quickly arrived and found the sleeping burglar covered in chips. He was charged with breaking and entering.
Did he bring his own food or was he eating theirs?
I assume he was eating their own. I assume. Because otherwise, you know, what's the point? Why would you eat your own food at a robbery?
So you think he was eating their food?
Yes!
Okay. All right, just, you know, you have to get all the tent poles of the story there.
61-year-old stuntman and amateur flat earth theory researcher. We just talked about this last week, these kooks. His name is Mad Mike Hughes.
Oh, he's sane.
Well, he planned to launch himself Saturday and was stopped by the Bureau of Land Management.
Just in the nick of time.
Why? Why do we stop these people? Thin the herd, kids. Mad Mike had planned to launch himself almost 2,000 feet up at 500 miles per hour in an untested, homemade, steam-powered rocket.
Nothing wrong with that.
No! I mean, it sounds like something Michael J. Fox and Doc Brown did in Back to the Future 3. He was going to launch himself over a Mojave Desert ghost town on Saturday. He thought that this would help him prove that the Earth is flat. The Bureau of Land Management stopped the planned launch, saying it had not given the madman permission to do his rocket launch on public lands. So what did Mad Mike have to say? Well, I'm going to move my launch 3 miles down the road, and I could blast off on Tuesday.
So why did he tell them that? They're just going to stop him again. Why does he tells them he wants to be caught. It's a cry for help. I'm going 3 miles down the road on Tuesday.
Don't let me launch. Don't stop me from launching myself 2,000 feet in the air on my steam-powered rocket ship. Steam!
Untested. Because I think you only do it once.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.